Just last Thursday, New South Wales Police faced backlash from Redfern Legal Centre and New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge for their actions in a high footfall area of Central Station. For the second time in 2 months, police set up privacy screens and proceeded to strip search commuters along the platform in an attempt to minimise drug harm in Sydney. With an unknown amount of people having been searched, Shoebridge argues that New South Wales Police's recent strip search operations at Central Station are a politicised issue of police powers.
This is a pretty obvious show of force by the New South Wales Police, and I think a very ugly political show of force by the New South Wales Police. Police are meant to have quite stringent checks and balances before they undertake a strip search. It's meant to be effectively viewed as necessary for the police to escalate a standard search, a non-strip search, to a strip search. But what we've seen in data that we've obtained, that over the last 4 years, we've seen a 50%+ increase in the number of strip searches that New South Wales have taken year on year. So more than 4,000 strip searches in the last year for which we have data. Each of those strip searches is meant to be in private and only meant to be undertaken by a police officer of the same gender to which the person being searched identifies. But it's hard to know how anyone could have felt like they were private, like their civil liberties were protected when they're being searched in such an obvious spot.
Shoebridge's main concern is that New South Wales Police's drug dog and strip search operations are unfairly targeting young and Indigenous people in an area where he says drugs aren't commonly an issue.
There's no doubt that police drug dog operations target young people. They target people of colour and especially Aboriginal people. We have overlaid the data that we've got from police searches using drug dogs. We've overlaid that across census data, and the only consistent indicator for where police drug dog searches will be undertaken, it's not levels of crime, it's not places where drugs are more often found following searches. The only data that explains why drug dog operations occur where they are is the proportion of Aboriginal people in that community aged 18 to 35. The more young adult Aboriginal people in a community, the more that the police will target that area with drug dog searches.
I spoke with commuters at Central Station who were shocked at the news of strip searches on the station's platforms. Yet, their overwhelming responses conveyed that they were comfortable with police's actions if it ensured the safety of civilians.
I am surprised, but there must be a reason why they're doing it. I don't know what that reason is. I'd go through it, but, you know, if they want to strip search me, they'd have to take everything off. You know, people are getting more and more clever each day with drugs, concealing drugs.
Yes, I do feel safe when there's law enforcement everywhere, and especially when there's a lot of drugs involved, and it's for benefit of, it's for every benefit of a citizen.
But the Greens say that these strip searches are an assault to commuters' privacy and a stretch of state police powers. They will shortly challenge the New South Wales Police Commissioner on the issue.
We've conveyed our concerns in correspondence directly to the Police Minister and through the Police Minister to the Police Commissioner. And I can tell you now, we will be demanding answers on the parliamentary record, and we will be dragging the Police Minister and the Commissioner to a budget estimates hearing in August of this year, and seeking some kind of rational explanation and hopefully some kind of apology and backtracking when we have them before us in budget estimates. But in the meantime, we'll be using our powers in Parliament to demand more data and demand a clearer explanation.
Overall, Shoebridge worries that both the New South Wales State Coalition and Labor Party are vying for broader police powers, particularly in relation to drug dog and strip search operations, which have increased by 50% over the past 4 years, according to Redfern Legal Centre.
There's no doubt that there's a whole bunch of politicians directly supporting it. Each and every coalition member of the parliament has repeatedly voted for these laws that support increased police powers. And we've seen the Labor Party as well vote for laws in the last 8 years, vote for laws that have expanded the operation of the police drug dog powers. And indeed, the Labor Party supported the coalition when they expanded warrantless searches as a result of drug dogs across our entire public transport system.
Whilst Chris, a commuter at Central Station, held police officers in high regard, he questioned their effectiveness at providing patrons with safety on Sydney's public transport system.
Do they make you feel safer in a public transport situation?
No. No, I mean, I've had a couple of issues with police over the years, but they're doing their job and they have a horrible job to do. I wouldn't want to do it. Behave yourself. You don't have to worry about the police.
Well, I would urge people to do what they can to find out about their rights. I mean, there are some complex questions. I would urge people to follow Sniff Off, which is a Facebook page that's operated by both the New South Wales Young Greens and my office, that gives people their rights, tells people where the drug dog operations are happening in real time so people can avoid them and avoid coming into contact with them. But Sniff Off also has a detailed video which will take you through and explain what people's rights are when they're being searched. But the long and the short of it is, I would recommend people not consent to being searched, that they say if a police officer is directing them or saying that, asking them to follow them to be strip searched, I think people should say, I don't consent to this. Are you saying I'm legally obliged to do this and you're ordering me to do it? And only then, if the police say that they're ordering you to do it, only then comply with the police direction. And obviously, you know, don't resist, don't swear, don't engage in any violence. And then if you think there was no justification for the search, straight away go and see a lawyer, because we need to be challenging this not just in Parliament, not just in the public domain, but also in the courts.